السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Wednesday morning. مفتي صاحب، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your efforts and inshallah make your trip to KZN Northern Natal to the Ijtima a great success. Mufti Saab, inshallah we will meet at the Ijtima. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmadu barakallahu feekum wa nasaleem kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Su'afat, chapter number 37 and verses 28, 29 and 30. So now Almighty Allah is informing us, these people who are destined to go to Jahannam and the Hellfire, now how they will be using the blame game. The leaders will be blaming the followers will be blaming the leaders, but the whole happy lot will now end up in Jahannam, Allah forbid. Therefore, we need to be very careful and circumspect who we take as our leaders. So chapter 37 and verse 28. So after Allah Ta'ala informs us that they will start asking questions to one another, Qalu. Now these are the followers. This is what the followers will say. They said, the followers, Qalu, إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ. You were the people, you used to come to us regularly, permanently, عَنِ الْيَمِينَ, with so much power, so much authority, and you would like intimidate us and apply so much pressure upon us. Yameen means the right-hand side, but in this text and context, it means with so much authority and power, and therefore we were just following you. قَالُوا. Now the leaders will speak and respond. بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Nay, but you were never believers. You were always non-Muslims. You were always rejecting the truth. You were always idol worshippers, and so forth and so on. So all this debate will be raging on, but it's not going to help anybody. The leaders and the followers, whole lot will end up in Jahannam. وَمَا كَانَ. This leader is still carrying on now. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. And we did not have any authority over you. We did not have any power over you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ. Nay, the truth of the matter is, you were a people and nation that were very, very rebellious. So imagine how they'll be fighting. So you see today, when you look at the political scenario in the world, you will find the same thing. When they are corrupted and winning, then they're all celebrating. And when they lose, then the blame game starts. And they all are guilty, remember. Whether you look at South Africa, you look America, you look at the rogue apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, and Israel, everywhere. You look at Muslim countries, Arab countries, everywhere you will find that there. As I entered here into the studio, I entered with a big broad smile, and I looked at our Junaid Mota. It brought back such memories, Mo Salim. I'm sure you also attended occasionally that Hazrat Mohanait Shamulak Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi's, you know, lectures there Friday. He's to stand and lecture for 1 hour, 4 or 5 years, every Friday. I used to be there in Jacob Line and then near Bundukhan, if people know Karachi. And in 1980, Hazrat passed away. And remember, he passed away there in southern India. And he passed away on a Friday. And Janaza was on Saturday. They flew the body back here. And it was all ice around his body. So on Saturday at Nishtar Park, they had the Janaza. I was there in the Janaza also. So Allah Ta'ala grant him, grant all our elders, all our ulama, shuhada, marhumin, jannat al-firdaus. And this what you're listening, lete, bete, chalte, utte, all that, Allah ku yaad karo, and that, he used to read that on 27th night. And that masjid used to be packed to capacity. So I know I was there 27th night also. Nowadays his son has taken over and the madrasa is called Jamia Ihtishamiya. And behind the masjid, Maulana Ihtishamuluk Tanwi is there. And Tanwirul Haq Maulana, his mother, meaning Maulana's wife, is also buried there. So the last time I went, so I saw all that there 30 years ago. So Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus. These were the great cream of Pakistan. Remember that. We saw Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib of Pakistan Rahimahullah, Hazrat Muhammad Ghulamullah Khan Sahib, and Maulana Ihtishamuluk Tanwi, and so many others. This were the real cream of Pakistan, remember. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, the 2nd of Safar, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 306 today. So let us give you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. My favorite, Yahya Sinwar, Hafidhullah wa Ra'ah, is the new leader of Hamas. And the Israelis are gone mad. And they already released a statement, we're going to shoot him, we're going to kill him. Who is Yahya Sinwar? Yahya Sinwar spent 22 years in the Israeli prison and hellhole. And in there, he learned the Hebrew language. So he intercepts their messages and he knows exactly what tactics they are thinking about. And remember, he built the best tunnels in the world. The Jutlas, the West, the Haramis cannot admit to that. They brought the Americanos, the Yankees, the Haramis. They brought the Europeans. They brought the Indians and everybody, and Jutlas till today they use the biggest armor they have and artillery, and they cannot penetrate those tunnels and so forth. Where is he? Yesterday I just smiled, they said he is there. Blinken the Harami said that, and he said he is in some 10-story building in the tunnels. Can you believe nonsense like this? You must remember this, the shame and the disgrace. You want to kill us and martyr us, we will bring greater leaders, inshallah. And remember, Yahya Sinwar told the Jutlas, one day I will be your president and I will be interrogating you, inshallah. Allahumma haqqiq raja'ana, ya Allah, fulfill our hopes and aspirations. Allahumma la tukhayyib raja'ana, ya Allah, it must not happen that we lose, we must win with your help, ya Allah. Inna Allaha yudafi'u 'anil ladhina amanu. Verily, Allah will always defend those who have true iman. More than 10 months, you haramis, America, you Britain, and you the Western countries, and Israel, your illegitimate child, the big B, and you know what that means, you Jutlas. I know you're recording me now. You can go to a hell and record me till I die. So you must remember that we will speak the truth without fear and favor. So Yahya Sinwar, we make dua for you. Allah will give you victory. Allah will give Hamas victory. And Allah will liberate Palestine. And we're standing with you. So they were very happy about that. Now she, Harris, chose her man. You see that? So Harris chose them waltz. They're waltzing away in Pennsylvania. It was like a rock concert day yesterday. And they're dancing and they say, out with the old and in with the new. Oh, old, Biden can't even look after his bowels, the harami. He can't even remember what he said and so forth. So he will go down in history as Joe Genocide, the butcher Biden, and the war criminal. And now we see what Harrods and Tim Walz going to do. The Jutlas are very, very upset again with her, the black lady, the Indian lady. She's half black, half Indian, you see. So her mother and them came from that side, South India. She likes masala food, Harris. And her father comes from Jamaica. So half black, half Indian. And she did not choose Shapiro. Shapiro is a Jutla. That Shapiro Harami said he wants to join the IDF and fight the Palestinians. Go there. Who's stopping you? Let Hamas put a bullet through you, inshallah. So we hope some sanity. We don't hope much from the Americans, because this president, vice president, even if they beat Trump and so forth, remember, they don't have that much power. The real power is that, what you must remember, to what Congress. Then we have Bangladesh. Bangladesh, now you need to understand the real politics. This is America playing again games. But our Muslims don't understand. Muslims to khabe ghaflat me. They in the Alice in the Wonderland. They saw India is going too close to Russia. So we must cause harm to India. So what can we do? We fed up of this lady. Now we used her, we will drop her, and as it is, a public are turning against her. So Hasina, there is a battle between the two ladies. So the Awami party is her party, Hasina's, and the Bangladesh party is her party, Khalida Zia, if you know anything. Bangladesh, 120 million people, Dhaka is the capital. So now, let's get rid of her, and it will cause tremendous harm to India. So India already lost 20,000 people from there. From, you must remember, Bangladesh had to run away, because if they catch them, they'll rip them to pieces. They were stealing their jobs, they were shooting their people, and so forth. So it's a double blow to India. Number one, Hasina, their favorite, you must remember, Mushrika, we can call her, Murtad 100%. So how many people of Jamaat Islami, they got killed, and what they did. So she went to join the Mushriks and idol worshippers, but they're only going to keep her for a little while. She's waiting for permission from London, it seems they have refused. She's waiting for permission from America, they refuse. So she's mulling over Belgium. So that's the latest coming through the wires, if you know what's really happening. So that was a move by the Americans to bring regime change in Bangladesh and to cause more harm to India, because India is getting too close to Putin. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Remember that three Jutlas injured critically and on the way to Jahannam, and they are in transit straight to the hellfire. So remember that rockets were fired there at Ashkelon and Sidrot. Now these are the places Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the inna min afdali ribatikum al-ashqalan or asqalan. Asqalan is with a scene, and they, the Jutlas, they make the scene into a sheen. We say assalamu alaykum, they say shalom shalom. You see, the scene they make into a sheen. So the word is asqalan. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, one of the greatest scholars of hadith of all time, from his time till day of Qiyamah, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah used to say. So now our brothers from Gaza, they fired there. The Jutlas, no peace for them. On the southern side, Gaza is lighting them up and roasting them. And on the northern side, the Hezbollah, Hizbu Shaitan, is giving them some toasters and roasters and so forth, and boosting them. They're getting roosters and boosters there. So that's very good. So remember that, we're very happy about that. So Bangladesh, they chose, but Dr. Muhammad Yunus will run the interim government, and the Jamaat Islami and all of them will have a big say. The army is playing it very smart. They can see the mood of the people is what? They want civilian rule and they don't want military rule. So that's a good thing that they're thinking about. You see, the concern for Bangladesh is, if you know anything about that part of the world, India and Bangladesh share a border. You know how long that border is? 4,000 kilometers. Peter's border. One off in the top five, top six, you must remember, borders in the world. So long it is, that border. So obviously, India will try and undermine the new government. So let's see what happens. I like Maduro. Anybody who's anti-American, anti-Jutla, we will support him. Maduro, he is the president of Venezuela. He told the WhatsApp company, you go to hell. So what you told? Who told who? Maduro, president of Venezuela, told WhatsApp, you go to hell. You are serving the opposition. You want an insurrection, yeah? So me, I kick you out. I'm not with you now. I joined Telegram. So I'm on Telegram and on WhatsApp. You be small guys. And George Shapiro, he's crying. Why she didn't choose me? Because you're a Jutla, in simple words. The Houthis in Yemen say, we're going to attack Israel. We're not frightened for Saudi Arabia, MBS. We're not frightened for Trump. We're not frightened for Harris. We're not frightened for the Americans. Well done to you, Yemeni people. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May special dua for the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. Well, hikmatu Yamaniya, true iman you will find in Yemen. It doesn't mean every one of them, but majority, inshallah, have good iman. Well, hikmatu Yamaniya, and wisdom you will find there. And these are all ahadith in Bukhari Sharif, how Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. You know Najdis? All this MBS and them with their big castles and palaces there in Riyadh. So Rabbi Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. Putin is now flying. Russian gas supplies to EU, to the European Union, jumps and increases by 40%. So how much revenue is that bringing for Putin? Listen to this story. They are hatred for Islam and Muslims, right? I've been to Italy, and it's a crazy country, you know, Venice and these places. But there was a character there, Berlusconi, and Berlusconi slept with so many women, he couldn't remember himself also. Now there's one small little place. This is not everywhere in Italy. One small little place. I wrote it down yesterday. I hope I got the spelling right. So Molvaconzi or something like that, right? Maybe my pronunciation is wrong. I apologize for that. Molvaconzi or something. A small little place, like a small village, right? So there are many, many Bangladeshis. So they got two prayer places, like musallas. And they love playing cricket. You know, Bangladesh, they like cricket and so. So the mayor there, she says, you Muslims, you cannot pray together there. You are bringing about fundamentalism and Islam, too much Islam here. And you can't play cricket here. Can you believe that? I thought you guys are a democratic country. I thought you guys got diversity in unity. I thought you guys got human rights. Anyway, that one, the court passed the judgment against her regarding the cricket and regarding that praying and so forth. But that is what she said. And she's the mayor of that place. Can you believe? And now she's going to take this matter up with the European Union. That's why I tell you, you the people who are Muslims, you must realize this. How we say majority Jutlas are haramis. We say majority Hindus, majority Jews are our enemy. That's what Quran says. We don't say all. Chapter 5, verse 82. Look at, you must remember, Israel and India. So look at this here. These whiteys, the majority of them are racist. They just can't stand it. Look at this Bangladesh guys. How are they praying together? Friday, Taraweeh, other prayers. How are they playing cricket? They pray and they play. And they are burning. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah will let the nur and radiance of Islam spread throughout the world. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. Israel sets up facilities to torture the Palestinians. These have become torture camps. They've tried everything, and they are war criminals, guilty of ethnic cleansing, genocide, apartheid, and everything else. And now they say that Yahya Sinwar, we can never have a ceasefire. When you heard Hafiz, Ismail Haniya, a shaheed, 3 times, then y'all went to veto it, America. So remember that y'all are the guilty party, and the world has seen who the real terrorists are, who the real settlers are, who the real occupiers are, who are the real crooks, in simple terms, are the Jutlas and the Jews. You stole the country, Palestine. You stole our mosque, you stole our land, and land grab taking place till today, and you see that you are stealing more and more. When you speak of peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. So therefore, against all the odds, remember the Palestinians are winning, because you can't defeat them. MBS, the Harami, Murtad, and Macron, another Shaitan, Hitler. So of France, they discuss via telephonically de-escalation in the Middle East. Both of them hopeless, useless as far as we concern. 800,000 Ukrainian men have run away. They say Putin is putting us underground, you see. So they ran away, they're underground. They don't want to participate. They know we are cannon fodder and the Zelensky is wasting our time and so forth. This Mohamed Yunus, who will be the leader of the interim government, his professor, his doctor, what have you, is 84 years old. So he also, you know, is on his last stages basically. EasyJet is an airline. It suspends all flights to Israel right till the spring of 2025. So they're catching it from all sides, politically, militarily, economically, and among themselves, the amount of problems they have. Quran Sharif taught us, chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. Among themselves, they have a war going on, and so many internal differences. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think they're united, whilst their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. That they are a people who got no brains. You say the Jutlas are very intelligent, Allah say they got no brains. This is what is written in the Haaretz newspaper. BB talks like a lion, but in reality is a coward. You see that? See, African countries waking up. They told the French, they told America, you get out from our land. We don't want you. Burkina Faso and Russia, Moscow, Putin are building a nuclear plant. This ANC of ours, 30 years now, they're having Iskotla and Indaba and so forth. Hopeless, useless decisions you all made, you know. You all said to appease the white world and the Western world, you said we will close our nuclear. The Buddha, those white guys were the sharp guys. They had nuclear and everything there. And then you didn't make them pay for the whiteys and Buddha, no reparations. See now what is the lot of people in South Africa, the African and so forth. So therefore, when we take over Palestine, we're going to make sure every Jutla has to pay reparations. And that is what the International Court of Justice said as well. So therefore, we need to know all these things here. So the army says they're standing with Maduro and they're not going to fight against him, remember, or his supporters. So that's a good sign. Let's hope so. America catching good hiding. Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah ta'ala stick does not make noise. In Florida, the streets have become rivers. So that is, you must remember, Hurricane Debbie. So Debbie is giving them some Debbie to think about. So I like this guy. I don't know his name. So if you study the parliament day in India, Modi is sitting there. And this guy must be opposition, right? So he stands up. And he tells him, Modi, you put up that temple in Ayodhya, but the temple in the first month, in the first 2 months, is leaking already the roof. And that is where, you know, where they build the temple next to the mosque or on the mosque, whatever it is, Ayodhya. So he used his words. He said, I want to ask you, Modi and the BJP, is this an act of God or is it an act of fraud? I love that line. Is it an act of God or an act of fraud? He said all these accidents taking place in the rail, all the other problems in India, Modi, is it an act of God or act of fraud? And they were laughing at Modi, and you could just see humiliated disgrace. He doesn't know what to do, and you must see that people send us a lot of funny, funny things, but that was a good one. Malema woke up. Malema says, we insist there must be RDP houses in Orania. Orania is Farhur's wife and these Afrikaners. They cut a deal with Mandela and said they in the Northern Cape, we're going to live there, and please, we want whiteys only. We will have our own currency, everything, and we don't want any blacks there and so forth, meaning non-whites there. So they accepted it, and now Malema say we can't accept this. It's all nonsense, all this. I have to agree with Malema. So Afrikaner township in TP Mitre, Transvaal, Pretoria. You see, I write shortcut. So you know, in the olden days, TP, Higher Pretoria, TH Heidelberg, TJ Johannesburg, like that. So Afrikaner township in TP in Pretoria, illegal. These Afrikaners want to build a township, 650 houses, and that, whether they started, whether it's up already, you can check the details, but the court has said it's illegal. This, you can't come with the own ideas here and so forth. Here in Ketlohong, an incredible incident took place. Now there's a school there. So what happened? They said, no, that these children, grandchildren can't go to the parents, whatever it is, grandparents, whatever. And then they came with machetes and so forth. The priest, the pastor came. His name is too difficult. And then the students of the school went to the church. The church name is in the Incredible Church. Some other big long name. Anyway, I just call it Incredible Church. And they burned the whole church. Can you believe that in South Africa? They burned the church. And now the pastor is in big trouble. He went there to the school with machetes and so. But you know, South Africa is a big circus, and we got comedians running the show. So what do you expect? You must remember. So, and then my sister, Dr. Afia, in the hellhole in America. Yesterday, I found a great article. You Muslims, these kind of articles, you must always keep it in mind. What happened, what is happening in Gitmo by the American regime, Republicans and Democrats, all haramis, that they're keeping our brothers there and torturing them, waterboarding them, and so many other things. Where is the due process? Where is the democracy? Where is the human rights? Our Dr. Afia Siddiqui in a hellhole there in America. Ramsey is the attorney general. He was previously. He said she never fired one shot. She was shot 3 times. She's guilty. She's innocent. Definitely not guilty. But politics is at play. There you have it from the horse's mouth. You heard, you Americans, you jutlas, you'll just play with people's lives and so forth and use them for your own bargaining and so. Well, Yahya Sinwar is going to teach you a greater lesson than Ismail Haniyeh, inshallah. We make dua. Allah decimate, destroy, and dismantle the entire apparatus and the apartheid regime of Israel and their supporters, if there's no hidayat for them. Today, 8:30 to 9, Mona Zaid got a very, very interesting guest. He is private special investigator, and I always have problem pronouncing his name, Mike Ballhouse or something like that. So anyway, you listen to that interview. It will be live, 8:30 to 9, interesting interview. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, 1 to 2 tafsir. Today is Wednesday afternoon. Make dua, inshallah. Hafiz Adil Kaji will come pick me up, and we should be there, inshallah, in Freyheit, there by the house of Hafiz Ali, inshallah, Hafiz Hazrat Mohana Ismail Katrada's beloved son. And then, inshallah, tonight we will be there in Freyheit Masjid, Masjid Abi Huraira. And from 7:10, 7:15, we'll take it live, inshallah. People are requesting, they want it live. So we made arrangements with the Imam Mohana Ibrahim Rawat, inshallah, it will go out live, make dua, inshallah al-aziz. So tonight's program from Freyheit will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Mawlana Salim, we have 14-15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, my brother is deceased and we are two sisters. Will my only nephew inherit from my mom when she makes parda? Mom wants to make her will. She's old now.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You see, in the English language, we're not sure that what you'll mean by these type of terms and so forth and so on. So therefore, sometime you must remember when you're not clear, then you must remember that then the answer needs more and more clarification. So let's take this case here. So there is a person who passed away, right? And oh, she's still alive. Let's take this case here. That this person is still alive and she wants to draw up her will, okay? So the way it seems, her husband is deceased. So we're not sure about that because they don't give us information. So if the husband is alive and you don't have children, then your husband will get 50%. If you have a child, children from this husband or previous husband, and remember the child is still alive, so then the husband will get 25%. So that's first situation. It seems that the parents also are not alive, okay? So they're out of the picture. So now they say the lady got sisters, two sisters, whatever the case is. Then they got nephew. Now, nephew could mean Ibnul Ibn or could mean Ibnul Bint. Can mean that person has got nephew, her sister's, remember, sons. Or it could mean that her brother's sons, don't remember that. So Ibnul Ibn, or somebody, it could mean that Ibnul Akh rather. So that is there. So these kind of cases, if it is nephews like that, so they will not, you must remember, inherit. And what will happen is that the two sisters will inherit two-thirds. And now we will look for the other heirs and so forth and so on. And then we will see who will inherit. For example, the chacha. If there's no other heirs, the chacha, that is now the mayyid's father's brother, if they're alive, so then they will inherit and so forth. Therefore, in inheritance, you'll have to furnish us with all the information, not half information, because it makes it very difficult then to give you the proper answer.
Mufti Sahib, I think the lady is trying to say, my brother is deceased and we are two sisters.
Yeah, so
will my only nephew inherit from my mom when she makes parda? So, inshallah, maybe they would.
Okay, just tell them to send the question to me in writing and explain who they mean and nephew and all. It will make life easier, inshallah.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for the seller to have a no return policy?
Yes, 100%. Remember, in a case like that, you must put up big, big boards everywhere in your shop, in your premises, and say that no returns, no refunds, no nothing. If you are explaining and telling the customers and clientele, and they are aware of it, then it's permissible. That is the fatwa and the verdict. And then on the other side, remember that we must say that if a person returns the merchandise and gives the people full refund, then we call it iqala in our Islamic terminology. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraged the people and said, man aqala bay'ata akhihi, that whosoever he returns the merchandise, the goods to the person, and he give him full refund or whatever it is. So the person returns the goods, he bought shoes, it was not the right size or whatever, and then they return it, you gave them full refund, then aqala Allahu asratihi yawm al-qiyamah. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins on the day of qiyamah. You did ihsan, you did a favor on that person. So fatwa, verdict point of view, if you have a no return, no refund policy, you got big, big boards everywhere, your clientele are aware of it, yes, fatwa permissible, the verdict permissible. Taqwa, precaution, better is that no. You say, tell them within 3 days, within 7 days, whatever, if you return it in the condition it is, brand new still and so forth, not damaged, then we will accept it and we will refund you fully. So that will be a great virtuous and meritorious action.
Mufti Sahib, I hope that Mufti Sahib is well. I'd like to know if it's permissible to have a female cat sterilized.
all animals, to have them sterilized, whether it's a cat, whether it's dog, whether it's this, whether it's that. So it's all permissible in animals. Like how euthanasia, mercy killing for animals, is permissible. However, in human beings, to get your wife sterilized, you become sterilized, all that, all haram. How in human beings, euthanasia, that you say, give the person injection and do this, do that, and just kill him, like some countries are allowing it. So in Islam, all that haram. So in Islam, for human beings, is a separate law when it comes to sterilization and to euthanasia, and for animals is different. So you want to put the animal to sleep, permissible. You want to sterilize the animals, permissible. But in human beings is not permissible. So we need to draw the dichotomy and distinction for in Islam, for the human being, because we are ashraful makhlukat, we are the masterpiece of Allah Ta'ala creation. So therefore, these type of issues will not be permissible according to the Sharia and Islamic law.
Mufti Saab, can we use interest money to pay income tax?
All taxes, whether it's income tax or this tax or your rates and taxes and all that on your properties and customs and what have you, you got interest money or somebody gave you interest money and you pay with it, then it's permissible. However, that does not mean that we must, you know, make the hurmat and the prohibition, and it is illegal and unlawful to deal in interest. That we must always believe in and practice on that. So Quran Sharif tells us in chapter 2, surah 2, verses 275 to 279, that interest in all shape, form and sizes, call it interest, call it usury, call it riba, call it sud, call it viage, piage, whatever you want to. So they all haram. Remember, there's interest we're talking about, not piage, now viage we're talking about. So the point I'm making here is this. I'll just cite for you and men read for you one verse for you to understand what are the consequences when we take interest, we indulge in interest, we give interest, we take, funds from the bank and so forth, overdraft, we get involved in bond and higher purchase, and what and what and what nowadays. Surah 2, verse 279, فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you the Muslims, you don't want to abstain and refrain from interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنْ Allah wa Rasuli, then you must be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we need to understand, that this warning is not given for any crime in the Quran Sharif, in the 114 surahs, chapters, in the 6236 verses and 540 rukus. You will not find it anywhere in the Quran Sharif, except for those who indulge in riba and interest. So we must understand that the haram still remains at all times, all places, all circumstances.
Mufti Saab, when a boy comes to see a girl, are they allowed to speak if there is a mahram present, and what else is allowed, Mufti Saab?
First and foremost, when the boy comes to see the girl, some of them are suitor, S-U-I-R-T-O-R, whatever. Well, some of them are shooters. They just come to waste time. You know, they just want to see, and then they want to see this girl, this girl, this girl. 10 girls they want to see in one day or 1-2 days, like that. So you need to be careful who you allow. Then for the boy and girl, they're both strangers, to remain alone. And, you know, they are there alone. So it's haram that totally. La yakhluwanna rajulun bimraatin illa wa thalithuma shaitan. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. Never is a strange male and a strange female alone in privacy, but the third party will be Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. So therefore, your son comes and see my daughter, so I can't allow my daughter to be alone with your son. I have to be there, or her uncle has to be there, meaning my father's brother, mother's brother, or her brother, so should be there, and so forth. So that is what Islam wants. Yes, they can talk, but talk for 5, 6, 7 minutes, not talk for 4, 5 hours and so forth, and that, and then they keep on chatting on the WhatsApp and on the phone. All that is not permissible. Wala taqrabu zina, do not even go near fornication and adultery. Look at the Olympic Haram Games. There they got so many battles raging on. And what do you see there? That you see the gender policy is coming in. And this policy, somebody sent me a kick. Somebody sent me a video, and you know that people, they sent me crazy things, but I love this one. So now this Turkish guy, right, he's playing, I don't know what they call it, you understand, kickboxing or what boxing. So in the first minute, after a few seconds, he gave this Israeli guy such a kick, that guy saw stars daytime, and they had a caption, you know, there on top, and they wrote there, that from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. What a good kick you gave. So viva, we say Zindabad, Turkiya, for that shot. You taught that Israel a lesson he will never forget. How humiliated he got. One kick and he saw stars. Technical knockout or whatever hell you call it. Well done, Turkiya, for giving the Israeli such a kick. He'll never ever forget that. That was a good kick, yes.
Mufti Saab, what happens to a person that goes to a chain store, changes price on the item that they want to purchase, and then after they change the price, go and pay for the item and walk out from the store with the item? Totally, and most of the time, it's clothing items.
Totally haram, that is, that you are a fraudster. We must name you and shame you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 83, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Waylul lil mutaffifin. When they're paying for something, then they want the maximum. And when they have to give, then they do all unda danda chori business. Now understand this. This lady, this man, they want pajamas, they want nighty, they want socks, they want this, they want that. So the price, just to make it straightforward, so the price is written 100 rand. So they get a sticker there and they put 90 rand there. So now they're going to save 10 rand. 10 rand is nothing. They will save 100 rand in it. I just make an easy example. So they change the labels, the stickers and all that, and that cashier also half asleep, and they just put it through. So that is absolutely haram. Hayy Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, man ghashana falaysa minna. People who deceive us, they're not from us. You're not a true Muslim. You're Muslim, but you're not a true Muslim. You are a disgrace to Islam. Hadith in Tirmidhi, la yambaghi lil mu'mini ay yuzilla nafsa. It's not permissible for a Muslim to go and disgrace themselves. Most of these places, they have cameras and so forth. Imagine they pick you up on the camera, and then when you're going to pay by the till, then the security comes and they tell you, come here, we want to show you something. And they show you that. Now they charge you for fraud. Then your name comes in a newspaper. Then your name comes on the TV and so forth. So what are you doing to Muslims and Islam? You yourself, for your lousy 50, 100 rand, which you so-called saving, you're disgracing yourself. Absolutely haram, and you are cursed. One thing the British government did, I must support them on that. All these whiteys who are attacking the Muslims and attacking our mosque and our infrastructure, those who pleaded guilty and so forth. So many of them pleaded guilty. They're crying now. And now they're putting, you know, the British press is a ruthless press when they want to. Then they're showing their photos, showing their images, everything on the front pages and so forth. A long whole life now, they will know these people are the real terrorists, are the real far right wingers, and the guys who cause so much harm to the Muslims. And you Muslims, you need also to name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us, remember that.
Mufti Saab, there was a janazah yesterday, and the mayyat was inside the masjid, and also the janazah salah was inside the masjid. The whole area makes taqleed of Shafi Mazhab and me of Hanafi Mazhab. In future, should I not participate in the janazah inside the masjid?
When you go Makkah, Madinah, Mu'ayn, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, they read Janazah Salat in the Masjid. So some Malaysia also, for you to read behind the Shafi and them, is totally permissible. So we should not become more Catholic than the Pope, you know. Say, no. For me to read behind you is not permissible. So Shafis allow it in time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Sahal, and then passed away. The Master Alayhi Salatu Salam read Janazah Salat inside Masjid Nabawi. The Adat Mubarak was to read outside the masjid, but once, twice Nabi alayhi salam read inside the masjid. So this type of ikhtilaf of the liyat and awaliyat, what is better, and so if the imam is a Shafi, Hanbali, and you following the janazah in any masjid, so it's totally permissible, no problem. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.